scratched his head. Maybe it was the right hand.
I should try and remember if I were you, said Kalina sharply, when that didn't work either. There aren't many bits left that I'd care to pull.
What's that thing there? Said Rincewind.
You're really going to hear about it if it isn't the tail, said Kalina, and gave it a kick. There was a distant metallic groaning noise, like a saucepan in pain. The statue shuddered. It was followed by a few heavy clonks somewhere inside the wall, and Offler the crocodile god grated ponderously aside. There was a tunnel behind him.
My grandfather had this built for our more interesting treasures, said Creosote. He was very...
He groped for a word.
Ingenious.
If you think I'm setting foot in there, Rincewind began.
Stand aside, said Nigel loftily. I will go first.
It could be traps, said Kanina doubtfully.
She shot the Seraph a glance.
Oh, probably. Oh, gazelle of heaven, he said. I haven't been in there since I was 6. There were some slabs you shouldn't tread on, I think.
Don't worry about that, said Nigel, peering into the gloom of the tunnel. I shouldn't think there's a booby trap that I couldn't spot.
Had a lot of experience at this sort of thing, have you? Said Rincewind, sourly.
Well, I know Chapter 14 off by heart. It had illustrations, said Nigel, and ducked into the shadows.
They waited for several minutes in what could have been a horrified hush if it wasn't for the muffled grunts and occasional thumping noises from the tunnel. Eventually, Nigel's voice echoed back down to them from a distance.
There's absolutely nothing, he said. I've tried everything. It's as steady as a rock. Everything must have seized up or something.
Rincewind and Kanina exchanged glances.
He doesn't know the first thing about traps, she said. When I was 5, my father made me walk all the way down a passage that he'd rigged up just to teach me.
He got through, didn't he? Said Rincewind. There was a noise like a damp finger dragged across glass, but amplified a billion times, and the floor shook. Anyway, we haven't got a lot of choice, he added, and ducked into the tunnel. The others followed him. Many people who had got to know Rincewind had come to treat him as a sort of two-legged miner's canary.
All right, but you've got the general idea.
And tended to assume that if Rincewind was still upright and not actually running, then some hope remained.
This is fun, said Creosote. Me robbing my own treasury. If I catch myself, I can have myself flung into the snake pit.
But you could throw yourself on your mercy, said Kanina, running a paranoid eye over the dusty stonework.
Oh, no. I think I would have to teach me a lesson as an example to myself.
There was a little click above them. A small slab slid aside and a rusty metal hook descended slowly and jerkily. Another bar creaked out of the wall and tapped Rincewind on the shoulder. As he swung around, the first hook hung a yellowing notice on his back and retracted into the roof.
"What did it do? What did it do?" screamed Rincewind, trying to read his own shoulder blaze.
"It says, kick me," said Kanina.
A section of wall slid up beside the petrified wizard. A large boot on the end of a complicated series of metal joints gave a half-hearted wobble, and then the whole thing snapped at the knee. The three of them looked at it in silence. Then Kanina said,
"We're dealing here with a warped brain. I can tell."
Rincewind gingerly unhooked the sign and let it drop. Kanina pushed past him and stalked along the passage with an air of angry caution, and when a metal hand extended itself on a spring and waggled in a friendly fashion, she didn't shake it, but instead traced its molting wiring to a couple of corroded electrodes in a big glass jar.
"Your granddad was a man with a sense of humour," she said.
"Oh, yes, always liked a chuckle," said Creosote.
"Oh, good," said Kanina.
She prodded gingerly at a flagstone, which to Rincewind looked no different to any of its fellows. With a sad little springy noise, a molting feathered duster wobbled out of the wall at armpit height.
"I think I would have quite liked to meet the old Seraph," she said, through gritted teeth, although not to shake him by the hand.
"You'd better give me a leg up here, wizard."
"Pardon?"
Kanina pointed irritably to a half-open stone doorway just ahead of them.
"I want to look up there," she said. "You just put your hands together for me to stand on, right? How do you manage to be so useless?"
"Being useful always gets me into trouble," muttered Rincewind, trying to ignore the warm flesh brushing against his nose. He could hear her rooting about above the door.
"I thought so," she said.
"What is it? Fiendishly sharp spears poised to drop?"
"No."
"Spiked grill ready to skewer?"